This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, numbers came out, and this is something that makes me happy. The numbers were great. The job numbers were great. The numbers have been incredible almost from the beginning. It took me a few months to get the engine started, and we did that with regulation. I mean, we did that by freeing it up. You had pipelines that couldn't be built. I immediately approved them. Dakota?
He's talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline, as he went on to say there, a $4 billion project, that kind of investment, amazing impact on the industry because oil now nets them more and you more for mineral owners. And, ladies and gentlemen, legally permitted, you know, everything done, absolutely letter of the law, Corps of Engineers and everything else, no Obama administration, shut it down. Coincidentally, after a visit to the Standing Rock Reservation with his sister, who is from Standing Rock, Dave Archambault's sister, the chairman. I mean, unbelievable. Donald J. Trump saved us from that and so much more. It was an incredible day on Friday in North Dakota. And you know what? If Heidi Heitkamp loses to Kevin Cramer in this race, two votes will explain it. One, tax cut. She said she didn't vote for it because too much on the deficit yet. She wanted to extend the middle class tax cut, which would have put more on the deficit, more on the debt. So that was a totally phony. And the high five with Chucky Schumer, right? That whole how you can celebrate a vote on innocent life being protected and you voted against it. And now Congressman Cramer, of course, has those just incredible ads with his daughters out. But my point is Donald Trump would have been in a box. Now he's the number one surrogate for Congressman Kevin Cramer. That's huge. I mean, the enthusiasm that comes with that, the support that comes with that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It really is. And the man that was with him and serves him well, but was with him here in Fargo is our friend Hogan Gidley from the White House Communications Shop, works with Sarah Sanders. Hey, Hogan, how you doing?
I'm great, Scott. How are you guys over there?
Unbelievable. It's just amazing what a difference makes. Those two votes, the president, obviously very active in telling Kevin Cramer, I don't know if you've heard this story, but he said, quote, stop thinking about yourself. Start thinking about your country. You need to do this. Wow. And everything's different. And the president's, I think he needs a home here, actually. Another Mar-a-Lago here. Go Hogan. Can we arrange that?
We'll call it the Midwest Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, there you go. Perfect name. I love it. I love it. I'm not even joking. The White House should just move. I mean, you guys are surrounded by swamp there. Just get out of there. Just leave.
There'd be some good things over if we moved over that direction. I can promise you the Beltway bubble is, the rarefied air here can be quite toxic. There's no doubt about that.
Why doesn't the president get the credit he deserves?
Well, I just think, for several reasons, the media hates the man and, he has upset their way of life. They have lived off of the government for so long and they don't like someone who comes in and says you can keep more of your own money. There's going to be less government. It's going to be more efficient. We're actually going to create jobs so you can stand on your own two feet as an American citizen as opposed to living off the government. And look, there are plenty of people out there who need and deserve some assistance. And that's not what we're talking about here. But this president has come in such a short amount of time with record-setting accomplishments. And you saw the job numbers come out last week. And it's so funny to watch Democrats try to fall all over themselves to message this, because Democrats have been saying for so long, as you guys know, the economy's not good. These are crumbs. This doesn't help anybody. And then the president, former president Barack Obama, comes out and goes, it's so good, I'm going to try to take credit for it. So which is it? Is the economy bad or is it good because you did it? Bottom line is, it's good because the president of the United States, Donald Trump, came in and changed the way we do business. We are open now for companies to move here by systematically changing the corporate tax structure, by changing the individual tax structure. allowing it to be easier to file your taxes. Now we're trying to make them permanent for American citizens as well. Democrats are fighting us tooth and nail. 200,000 plus jobs in August. President Obama came out and said, no, I did the same thing. No, we're 87,000 jobs more per month on average. We saw 3% growth in this past year in wages. Wages have been stagnant in this country for 30 years. That 3% growth is the largest amount in 10 years. That's all due to this president's policies. And for anyone else to try and take credit for what's going on in this country when they were doing the exact opposite of what Donald Trump was doing. And let's not forget, when Barack Obama came into office, all he did was pound Bush and say, we're in a recession, we're in a recession, we're in a recession. Well, coming out of recessions, you're supposed to have your most robust growth. It was anemic. And now Donald Trump comes in, deregulates, lets people keep more of their own money, changes the tax code, and we are booming, and the world knows it. They want to move here to do business.
So President Obama, you mentioned, and you're absolutely right. They got a real messaging problem here. What's interesting is, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and everybody bad, as you say, and now Obama good. And Heidi Heitkamp's going to have to decide here pretty quick too, because you know, President Obama's coming here, so she's going to get asked, do you agree with him or do you agree with Elizabeth Warren? You vote with Elizabeth Warren, but you know which is it? So I mean, it seems like an unforced error by the Democrats, really, just politically, doesn't it? I mean, there's a really mumbled message there, so I guess keep it up, right? I mean, the other big story that everybody's obsessing over is Bob Woodward. And he, again, today, his quotes and the stuff he's saying, he's going to do more interviews. It's so arrogant. It's so typical Washington, and they think they know better. And, I mean, really, in my mind, I think what they're saying about how horrible things are is actually true in their eyes, because they don't realize how somebody like Donald Trump actually runs a railroad. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, look, so many of the sources in the book have come out and said, no, I never said that. And remember, a lot of these people that he's citing aren't sources. It's what someone said about the source, if that makes any sense at all. It's not Scott Hennen directly quoting to Bob Woodward. It's what someone else says you said to Bob Woodward. So the whole book is built on, false, fake scenarios and situations, and so many people have already come out and said no, and I never said that, and what's portrayed in the book is not what's going on. Look, if this White House were one-tenth as chaotic as Bob Woodward portrays in this work of fiction, we wouldn't be having these successes, these rapid-fire successes. This president runs a tight ship, and I'll be honest, so many people when he came here said Washington is going to shape Donald Trump and he's going to make him change the way he does business. Instead, the opposite has occurred. Donald Trump has shaped this town. And now, as soon as we have one accomplishment, we don't go on a three-week tour, a three-month tour, patting ourselves on the back and saying, look at how great this one thing is we did. Instead, we tweet something and move on to another topic within hours, because it's time to keep moving. That's the mindset and mentality of a billionaire businessman who understands you got to keep moving forward or you're going to just starve to death and die. He wants to keep moving forward, creating successes for the American people. These books are ridiculous. And look, this book's already been written four times. This is the same iteration of some other clown show book. And in the face of all that, plus the 93% negative coverage against this president, he's still able to succeed on behalf of the American people.
That's a very, very good point. My wife and I had a chance to meet the president on Friday, and she said to them, said to him, because she had seen a quote the day before, that he felt amazingly alone after the Woodward kind of swirl came. And she said, so you're never alone. And he quickly said, I thank you, but I understand that. How's he doing?
Doing well. I tell you, it's so good to get outside of the Beltway bubble. And when we came out to Montana and North Dakota and South Dakota, I was with him on the trip, and I sat up in the office with him on the plane and backstage, and he's in great spirits. These numbers and successes keep coming out, and now the proof is in the pudding, and people are seeing and feeling the ramifications of his policies, and now they have more money in their pockets. Now they see a better future ahead with jobs that weren't there under Barack Obama. He said manufacturing was dead, and instead we've had 300,000 manufacturing jobs come back. Plants are reopening. New plants are coming to this country, and getting out and talking to real people about it, going through some of these steel plants and watching the tears fall down the faces of, you know, 50-year-old grown men who've been out of work for 2 years because a plant closed down because of crippling regulations and a horrible tax system that sent their jobs overseas. Now they're coming back, and these people are literally crying to him and saying, Mr. President, without you, we wouldn't even be able to eat. We wouldn't be able to live. Those are the stories that really drive this president, because he wants to succeed for all Americans. With unemployment at record lows in the African-American community, the Hispanic community, women, Asians, he is absolutely
Native Americans.
Changing the Native Americans. Yeah. Yes,
so we talked about it here was fantastic. Shoot, we're out of time, but we'll do this again. Last question, real quick. Can we talk to him?
Just like last time, I'll go run up right now. Take the phone up. Everyone, stand by.
We have 20 seconds left, and you're going to walk down the hall for a minute. Take care, Hogan. We appreciate your service. We really do.
Sounds good. Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye bye.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
System is very important. I'm going to be appointing and have appointed a record number of judges. We're going to be district court judges. We have Court of Appeals. We have Supreme Court, of course. And one of the reasons that it's so important to get Kevin in is just that. Because, you know, it could change very quickly. And we could actually have, you know, this will be, hopefully everything goes very well with Judge Kavanaugh. He's central casting. You know, 10 years ago they said he'll be a Supreme Court judge.
And, of course, the president of Brett Kavanaugh, we have an expert from the Heritage Foundation that will join us at the bottom of the hour, talk a little bit about everything that was said last week and what that will mean this week and sort of where we're at with his event. So we're not too far away there at all. One other note before I get to the calls, comments, questions, and welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I mentioned briefly on the air that we had two trips coming up. Norway again. Remember, we did it 2 years ago, and we'll do it this coming summer. Okay, so next year in the summer, Carol Juven has got it. As always, an incredible trip put together. The trip that's a little bit sooner is one I just got to tell you because we plan to sort of take a break this year. And not do it. We've done New York now. I forget how many years in a row. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, the Fox and Friends things is cool. And, you know, we can do that every year forever. But a lot of people said, I like going on trips with you. We have a good time. Your wife is wonderful. Of course, they don't like me. They like Maria. I'm sure you get that, Todd, all the time, too. It's Carrie that's the draw. You're just kind of the window dressing. So, you know, you kind of go with the flow. Anyway, I love Marie. We'd love to travel with you. Could we go somewhere else? And just kept hearing more and more and more and more and more of it. So we decided, yeah, everything going on right now and everything else, let's remember what's important in this world, and that's our Constitution. You know, the swamp doesn't own the Constitution. So we're going to go to Washington, D.C., December 4th through the 8th. And Maria's put together a really neat plan on what to see. And, you know, we're going to get to all the stuff you're supposed to get to, right? And thanks to some friends of ours in D.C., we'll get some good access to, you know, the White House, the Capitol, stuff like that. But also some really neat things besides that, a cruise around the Potomac. A cruise around the Potomac. You know, so you can see everything. Okay, Washington Monument's there. All right, Pentagon's there. Their State Department and the lights and everything. It's just beautiful. The Bible Museum. It's brand new. I'm ashamed to say I've never been to the Holocaust Museum. It's kind of a rigmarole to get in, and you got to get tickets in advance and, you know, to get a time and wait in line. Sometimes I just have never done it. I've always wanted to. Do you have that Sarah Sanders thing? Did I send that to you, Kevin? I meant to actually ask Hogan about that. There's an incredible Mike Huckabee piece running around, and I don't think it's long. How long is that? How long is that the thing he does? What is three? I don't have time now, but we will play. But it was Mike Huckabee telling a story about, you know, a family that went to the Holocaust Museum, and the daughter, very young, I forget how old, but like 6, 7, 8, 9 young, and they went in, and he was a little worried about, is this too much for her? Is this not going to be appropriate? And so he's, you know, Mike Huckabee's telling this story about the dad's really worried about the daughter, and she comes out, and there's a comment section, and you put your name and then any kind of comments you want to put in, and this little girl put in, why didn't somebody do something? ? The innocence of a child. That little girl was Sarah Sanders Huckabee. You know, and here she is fighting. That's the kind of character, folks, that President Trump has working for him. So Holocaust Museum's on the list. Brand new Bible Museum, which I guess is just amazing. Kevin Cramer told me it's phenomenal. The guy that owns Hobby Lobby, you know, did it all. But we got a dinner at Capitol Grill, which is a great. And of course, the Christmas tree, the national Christmas tree. President Trump's there. He and Melania go to that. So, I mean, a chance to see the president and, you know, Arlington National Cemetery, the World War II Memorial, of course. You know, Smithsonian, and I mean, we picked great places for dinner and lunch, fun lunch spots, and, you know, Ford's Theater to see the Lincoln thing, and as I said, the White House tour, and that really the great spot. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's December. Let's see, starts the 3rd, right? Yeah. So that's the very first day, December 3rd, and then we come back on the 8th. Yeah, come back on the 8th. Get home by 8 o'clock. So decent hour on the 8th, and don't leave too crazy early on the way out. So a lot of fun. If that sounds of interest to you, if you've been waiting for this, I know there's a lot of you that have. I can't even keep track of everyone that sent something on it. Do me this favor. Just email me, and I'll get you all the information you need to know. Email Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Quickly on the Norway tour, that's August 13th through 26th, and this is land, so we see some great spots like we did last time, and cruise. So trust me on this one thing. If you missed Norway last time and you really want to go, this is a trip of a lifetime. Our kids still can't stop talking about it all the time. Met cousins there who were over here this summer. We're going back there now. Instagram friends with them and loving it. It's just amazing. So we'll be talking more about that one as we go as well. Carol Juven will get in here in the near future. He's been to Norway, by the way, 174 times. You can call him right now if you want. Get signed up. Take a spot. He's the best at it. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. And for DC, email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. And one of these times, trust me, one of these times, Todd and I are going to pull off what we've talked about forever. And that's a warm weather beach sand books, you know, wonderful relaxing time. He and his wife, me and my wife, and all of our fine listeners. You know, like these disc jockeys that play, you know, oldies, Todd, they go on these trips. Why can't we go on these trips? Why can't we go somewhere warm and just, you know, like beach, relax? And I don't need to see a thing. I don't need any tour. D.C., Norway, great. On the beach, pina colada. That's all I need is that and the hat. You know what I'm saying? But the hat's in them. I'm real good. All right, let's get to some calls here. What's on your mind?
You know, Obama's saying he's taking the credit for what Trump's done for the economy. Well, he's right in a way, because if it wasn't for Obama, Trump probably wouldn't have won. That's one reason he won, and Hillary should take the credit too, because if it wasn't for her, he probably wouldn't have won either. So I guess they got the right to take the credit, because that's why Trump won. But,
who needs Fox, CNN, and MSNBC when we have our listeners? You're 100% right. You're saying, and by the way, Heidi, two simple votes on the high five. All it was is a procedural vote to go to a vote. I mean, but that's how much Planned Parenthood has a grip on her. I'm telling you, they own her. They own her. Go to any of her rallies. They're one and the same. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just what, you know, and here is a Catholic woman doing something that her faith that she espouses. I won't go there. That's for the bishop. But anyway, the tax cut for sure, no brainer. But if she had done those two things, Donald Trump would be, he would not have been able to come in like he's come in for Congressman Cramer. He would have been much more, well, she voted with us. I can't, you know, I mean, he would have been muted considerably. And now he's here over and over and over again. And guess what? Kevin Cramer, if he's the next senator, has an incredible relationship with the President of the United States. So does John Hoeven. So does Doug Burgum, because they're all together so much, because he cares about North Dakota. I mean, it's amazing. We still have to talk about the most amazing thing Donald Trump did Friday. I haven't even talked about it. Let's do that coming up here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Bob Woodward is out promoting his new book that comes out tomorrow about President Trump's White House, the president's hammering the book and Woodward. The president tweets this morning, the famed Watergate reporter is a liar, and he cites the proximity of November's midterm elections to tomorrow's release of the book. Many of those close to the president also still steamed at the anonymous op-ed purported to be written by a senior official in the Trump administration, counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway says.
Those of us who have the privilege of serving at the highest levels in this White House or in this government, we take our responsibility seriously, and those who don't, get out today.
She spoke on Fox and Friends this morning. Hurricane Florence expected to take aim at the Carolinas and Virginia on Thursday or early Friday. Those governors have already declared states of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A list, and the list goes on and on. It's four pages of things that the Trump administration has accomplished in a short period of time. It's less than 2 years. This goes on and on and on. And if I read it to you, look at this. This is, if I read, each dot is a thing, okay? And some of those things are very big things.
The most amazing thing about that little deal he did, he pulled out a piece of paper, two pieces, and had, you know, he showed you kind of all the list of things. Outside of that, in the list, which he kind of just kind of picked and chose a few things from that list, the entire, I don't know, 40 minutes, 45 minutes, no prompter, no cue cards, no notes, no nothing. Telling you, watch the whole speech. Watch the whole darn thing. It is really, really, really good. Hey, I messed up a moment ago. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was off by one day on the D.C. trip, and I gave you totally wrong dates on Norway, which is next summer. Washington, D.C., that's the old New York trip. Just we're going to the tree in D.C. this time with a great lineup. December 4. Through 8. December 4 through 8. Norway, land and cruise. And the cruise, by the way, is a real authentic Norwegian heritage ship. I mean, that's where I ought to explore, taking the ship to the land of the midnight sun where it's light out at midnight. June 14 through 19. I'm sorry, June 14 through 29. June 14 through 29. I get new glasses here. 2019. Okay? So, now I have told you. We have an expert with us on What's on Your Mind. The expert is following very closely for you and I the hearings of Brett Kavanaugh. Here to provide us some expert analysis is John Malcolm from the Heritage Foundation. John, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Great to be with you.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm hoping that Brett Kavanaugh is getting a little bit of a rest after the ordeal that he went through last week. I mean, it was four incredibly contentious days with protests by Democratic senators and, you know, over 100 protesters being arrested in the Senate Judiciary hearing room. But I think that Brett Kavanaugh not only showed remarkable stamina, but weathered the storm quite well and is on, I think, a glide path to confirmation.
Did you see him flag, show any signs of, like you were saying, what he was going through was extraordinary, but did he get rattled at any point?
No, not at all. I think the first day when he has to sit there and listen to all the protests and opening statements and wasn't actually answering any questions, his lips looked a little pursed to me. I mean, he was definitely, you know, clenched jawed, but no, I don't think he got rattled at all, and you know, defended himself. I was counting the number of charges that were leveled against him. I mean, he was accused of knowingly using stolen documents when he was in the White House, using code language in a judicial opinion to signal that he was going to overturn Roe versus Wade, a hint that perhaps during a meeting with President Trump, he'd made promises to the president about ruling in his favor in cases that might involve him personally. He was accused of committing perjury during his previous confirmation hearings, of using coded language used by white supremacists, about lying about a conversation on the Mueller probe with somebody at a law firm, about using language favoring racial profiling, which wasn't true, about lying about his knowledge of sexual harassment by a judge he used to clerk for, about lying about the role he played in judge vetting during the Bush administration. I mean, it was quite an onslaught. And I think he behaved admirably and answered candidly and did very well, and they didn't lay a glove on him.
So was there anything you feared going in that, you know, they were going to trap him on that would be something in his record that would be difficult that came up?
Well, I knew that there were going to be cases that that he had ruled on that they were going to criticize. I knew they were going to attack him as being too strongly in favor of the executive, both in terms of national security policy and separation of powers. They would attack him for a Voting Rights Act case in which he upheld a change in the law that a voter ID provision that South Carolina put in place. They would attack him as being ruling in favor of corporations all the time against employees and consistently ruling against agencies. I knew he would have very adequate answers to all of those questions, but the attacks were pretty much what I predicted they would be.
You know, they don't let me make Senate rules, but in my mind, if you announce your opposition to someone coming in, you should have less of a role in those hearings. I mean, the people that were voting no, they stated they were voting no ahead of it, and then, you know, during the hearing, they're just, it's a circus. It's grandstanding. It's, you know, it was just like, and I don't know how they do this, but they clearly did. Evidently, Chuck Schumer had called, you know, the Sunday before the hearings and had a conference call and got everybody on the phone and said, hey, we have got to come up with a plan here. We got to do something. So, you know, did the whole thing to try and shut the hearing down. You know, because we don't have enough, we don't know enough, and just the games that got played was just, to me, I don't know, unbecoming of any U.S. senator, regardless of party, wasn't it?
No, that's true. Look, every one of the Democratic senators had announced ahead of time that they were going to oppose Brett Kavanaugh. Some of them had even announced that they would oppose whoever President Trump nominated before Brett Kavanaugh was nominated. There were at least two Democrats, probably more, on the Senate Judiciary Committee who are clearly thinking about running for president and use the opportunity to grandstand a little bit. But, you know, look, we have checks and balances in our system, and one of the checks in the system is that the Senate has to provide advice and consent of the president's judicial nominees, and they're not about to give up that microphone when they have that opportunity to grill a nominee.
Are we done with the games? You know, there isn't a Robert Bork, Clarence Thomas, like desperate attempt here at the 11th hour. I mean, is this a foregone conclusion? They're going to vote, and he's going to have the he's going to have the votes he needs to be the next Supreme Court justice?
Well, I never can try to predict exactly what procedural tools the Democrats will use to try to delay things. I don't think there's going to be an Anita Hill moment. I mean, Anita Hill came up after the confirmation hearings were concluded for Clarence Thomas, but I certainly don't think anything like that will happen to Brett Kavanaugh. You know, it's never over till it's over, and so I don't want to to start doing a victory, you know, victory dance now. But I certainly think that if the Democrats' goal was to try to persuade any Republicans to vote against Brett Kavanaugh, I don't think that they succeeded in that. And if that is the case, then there are 51 Republicans, and that would be enough without any Democratic support to confirm him. And I predict actually that if it's inevitable that he's going to get confirmed, it's entirely possible that two or three or maybe four, but probably two or three Democrats might cross over and vote for him too, just as they did for Neil Gorsuch.
We're getting some expert analysis here from the Heritage Foundation's John Malcolm. Last question. What does this pick tell us about President Donald Trump?
Well, I think that he judges are going to be the president's most likely his longest lasting legacy. And it will probably be the longest lasting legacy of White House counsel Don McGahn, who has been reported is going to be leaving the White House soon. And he's just done a superb job, not only with his two Supreme Court appointments, but also with the lower court appointments that he has had, and that he, you know, he may not be grounded in the law himself, but he is getting some excellent advice about the kinds of men and women to appoint to the bench, and that will have a significant impact on the course of the law in our country for decades to come.
We're witnessing history, folks. Don't lose sight of that. We are witnessing history. You know, think about
that. For sure.
And some of the greats that have been on that court, and you know, who on this court will become among them. I guess I'm going to add one more question. Can you explain to people why this is so important? Why is a seat on the Supreme Court so much more of a bigger deal versus a Senate or, you know, anything else? Why do we need to care about what they do every day?
Well, they are the top of the pyramid in terms of the third branch of government. So they are, you know, they get to interpret laws. They get to decide the constitutionality of federal laws, state laws as well. There are only nine of them. So every single one of their opinions matters a significant amount. And, of course, all the lower courts are supposed to follow them. So if you care about things like individual liberty, separation of powers, you know, trying to rein in executive branch agencies that go beyond their statutory mandate, enforcement of the criminal laws, you know, go across the board. And increasingly, a whole range of social issues as well that the Supreme Court, rightly or wrongly, has chosen to tackle. All of those cases, any contentious issue becomes a legal case. Any contentious legal case eventually involves the Constitution. And if it's important enough, it's going to end up in the laps of nine justices at the Supreme Court.
Amazing. Well, I really appreciate the analysis. Did a very nice job, and I think this is, again, very, very important for people to pay attention for those reasons and many more. Thank you, John. We appreciate that.
Good to be with you.
John Malcolm from the Heritage Foundation on What's on Your Mind on Brett Kavanaugh and Where We Go. I don't know about you, but I saw probably a half hour all told of that circus last week and bits and pieces, but not everything I wanted to know. So a guy like that I trust would help put together the list. For who the president would pick from, you know, helps me a lot. It isn't often we get to talk about life or death when we talk about things that are available from our clients, but the safety spotlight that North Dakota Safety Council, which is a private nonprofit, plus their partner Workforce Safety and Assurance, those two are they're about safety. They tell us about a lot of ways you can save lives. And one is, for instance, did you know that when a cardiac arrest victim is shocked with an AED, within the first 4 minutes, survival rates soar to 90%. It restarts the heart. It's a personal coach guiding you through a cardiac emergency. And the North Dakota Safety Council is the region's top leader in CPR training. And experts on staff and, you know, select the right AED, where do I put this, train the staff, to have one where you work, to save the people you work with every day and, you know, love most in an emergency. So if your facility doesn't have an AED, please reach out to them today, ndsc.org, ndsc.org. First-class CPR and AED trainings, giving victims at your facility, in concert with the technology, a chance in an emergency. ndsc.org. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Carson Wentz has a hot spring spas and pool tables too, pool table, and a whole lot of other things. But what do you sell here? What attracted Carson to your pool tables, Vince, at Hot Spring Spas?
Well, he wanted the one that had NDSU on it, and Olhausen is the only brand, the only one made in the United States, so they can do custom pool tables, and we did him NDSU pool table and shuffleboard table.
What if I want a University of North Dakota pool table?
We can do a University of North Dakota pool table as well. It's kind of fun to customize your game room.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables to Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. For the Brunswick and Olhausen Pool Tables. Come see them. The best brands, Olhausen and Brunswick, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake. Tell them Scott sent you, and you'll save even more. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake.
It is price to go.
Now's the time to buy at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you, and save big.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Booker, who wants to be the new Barack Obama standard bearer for the Democratic Party 2020 presidential candidate, decided that he would really throw on the theatrics. I hope embarrassed himself on something that will follow him forever, on the hearing of a Supreme Court nominee. Remember this?
Oh. I'm saying I'm knowingly violating the rules.
Okay.
Senator Cornyn called me out for it.
How many times do you want to tell us?
Sir, I'm saying right now that I'm releasing committee confidential documents.
Mr. Chairman, since the senator invoked my name, I insist on an opportunity to respond. I did not mention his name, but he mentioned my name, and he's right. Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to.
Folks, don't forget what they did. It's anarchy. They couldn't run a popcorn stand. And they're barking about Donald Trump being so horrible. Seriously. Because the vast majority of them don't, you know, they have, you know, what have they built? What have they, what are their accomplishes to fix problems, get under the, I mean, like Heidi Heitkamp, she's an EPA attorney. That's her, you know, her highlight on their resume. Well, they fix a lot. They fix a lot. Yeah, I mean, don't lose sight of that. Don't lose sight of that. I thought one of the most important things Donald Trump did, speaking of Heidi Heitkamp, who would claim to you that she is the savior of the Native American community. Of course, she can't say that anymore because of the Dakota Access Pipeline and her abysmal absence and failure of leadership through that whole thing. But that's been her mantra. The Democrats claim that. And Donald J. Trump came to North Dakota to say it doesn't have to be that way. Listen to this.
I know it's a big Native American population. And I know it's been very tough, and I know Heidi has not done a good job in helping them and taking care of them. And I sort of vote for her because maybe they haven't had the right choices. Maybe they don't know about what's going on with respect to the world of Washington and politics. But I have to tell you, with African-American folks, I would say, what do you have to lose? As I read a list of the worst things you've ever heard, highest crime rates, worst education, lowest home ownership, and I'd read like 10 items, and I'll never forget, they gave me a list, I was making a big speech, and I'm reading all of these horrible things about crime and education and home and so many things, and I just said, what do you have to lose? Vote for me. What the hell do you have to lose? Do you remember that? And my people all came up to me and, oh, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have said, why? The response was incredible. Why? And I used it over and over again. And frankly, you know, we went way up. And now we've produced. Because now African-American unemployment is at the best number in the history of our country. Best number meaning it's at the lowest in the history of our country. And I say with respect to the Native Americans that I go right back to where I was 2 years ago when I was campaigning. What do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? You put Kevin Cramer into that position and you're going to see things happen that you'll never see with Heidi. You're just never going to see it with Heidi. So I'll say very respectfully, what the hell do you have to lose? Okay.
What I love most about that is how he said it. You know, a lot of times when he did that on the campaign trail with the African-American community, he was at a big rally. So you're kind of almost shouting it and everything else. That was very sincere. That was very like, the president saying, you know, all this bad stuff. Let us help. Can it get worse? It's kind of interesting in my mind. It's his mantra almost. It's like the trade stuff. You could leave the trade alone and not rock the boats and leave things as they are. You could fix it for the long term and have a better ability to compete worldwide, you know. Texture says Obama tried fixing things with hashtags. That's just very, very true. Very, very true. Hey, Max Schneider, tell me where Medicaid is in the U.S. Constitution. If people insist on having Medicaid, then they must pay for some of it. Our taxes are still too high. Another texter from a question earlier said, to finish our conversation, I assume that means they called, could you elaborate on why you think Sheriff Schwarzenberger is the master of deceit? We were discussing rumors. Does your opinion fall in the rumor category? Second question, answer first, no. No, I have a significant amount of information, and I would say it's from law enforcement, and it's everywhere. And look, there are people like that in this world. When I met the sheriff initially when he was a candidate, IMC to form up in Watford City, presents well, military guy, I mean, the whole thing. And the deceit is a little strong, but what I'm trying to say is He portrays himself as someone he is not. And I believe that with every fiber of my being. I wouldn't vote for that man if he gave me $1 million. Not $1 million. And his opponent is a good man. And really has just kept his head down doing his job. So that wasn't rumor. That's the real deal. We'll obviously talk more about that at the candidate forum that we're doing up there later this month. So stay tuned for details on that, and we'll tell you where. I'm honored that they asked me to do that again like we did a couple years ago. So it'll be great. It's one of those days where, Todd, couldn't we have like a four-hour show and not get everything in?
No kidding.
I just think we need more time, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow from Big Iron, where if you come by, you know what I'm saying, I stand for the flag. I'm not Colin Kaepernick and those NFL goofballs. I stand for the flag. We'll give you a free hat. See you, Big Iron. Butler's Booth. You heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patent and fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.